Today is the yard site of the great Tzaddik Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. The Rebbe lived from 1740 to 1809 and was one of the main disciples, one of the major Talmidim of the Maggid of Mezrich and Rav Shmelk of Nicholsburg. And Rav Levi Yitzchak, like many of the other Hasidic masters, left an incredible imprint of his own unique Avodas Hashem, his own unique service of God, not just on Hasidus. His effect wasn't just felt on Hasidim, but his effect and his Avodas Hashem and his personal example, something that has left an incredible rosham, an incredible imprint on Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak was known as the Sanigoren Shel Yisrael, the defender of the Jewish people. What does that mean? It means the Rebbe had an uncanny ability to see the good in every Jew, to see the good in every person, even the greatest sinner. The Rebbe was always able to focus on that Nekuda Tova, on that good point, that good ray of light. This was not unique to Rabbi Nachman. Many of the Hasidic masters preached this same approach in creating and fostering bonds of unity and achdus. It's always easy to pick out the shortcomings, mistakes, and faults of another. But true Avas Yisrael is the ability to see past the faults and to be able to see something beautiful, something good in your fellow Jew. Just to give you an example of this concept, Le'ilui Nishmas the Rebbe on his yard site. There's a dramatic Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, Dor ha-midbar ein lehem chelik li'olam haba. The generation of the desert do not have a portion in the world to come. A reference, of course, to the Jews who left Egypt. And on a most basic level, the Gemara is saying, although the Gemara is fraught with incredible difficulties, and there's much that's been penned and explained about this Gemara over the generations, but on the most basic level, the Gemara is explaining that the Dor HaMidbar, the generation who left Mitzrayim, who left Egypt, they saw the greatness of God, they saw the strength and prowess of God, yet they engaged in such terrible and destructive behavior. These are the people who complained by the banks of the Red Sea. These are the people who complained about the man. These are the people who built the golden calf. These are the people who sent and then believed the disastrous report of the spies. And so the Gemara says, you know, there comes a certain point in time where no matter how good you are, no matter how many good deeds you might have to your name, when you do enough bad stuff, unfortunately, it could condemn one. It could go ahead and literally take away a person's portion on the world to come. And it's a dramatic statement. And whether it's to be understood literally or just to kind of give you an idea as to how negative their behavior was, it's a damning statement. It's a dramatic statement. It's a terrible statement. Dor HaMidbar, the generation of the desert, doesn't have a portion on the world to come. But the great Tzaddik, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, understands this Gemara such a dramatically different way. He says, what's Olam Haba? He says, what is the world to come? The world to come, like the Rambam describes, is Tzadikim Yoshvim Ve'atarosehem Berasheyem V'nenem Eziv Hashchina. The righteous are sitting, their crowns of glory, the crowns of their good deeds and accomplishments are adorning their head. And they are sitting and they are deriving benefits from the divine presence. Olam Haba, the world to come, is the ability to continuously bask in the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Olam Haba. That's what the world to come means. In this world, we see God like in rays of light. I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. Here, God's Hashkacha, His providence, is manifest and obvious. In other places, it's a bit more obscured and nuanced. But that's this world. Olam Haba is unfettered, unlimited, unrestricted access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ability to sit before Hashem at all times. Says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak in Kedushas Levi, something so incredibly amazing. The Rebbe explains, what does it mean, Dor HaMidbar Ein Lehem Chelek LiOlam Haba? The Rebbe explains that it means that the generation of the desert did not have to wait to leave this world in order to experience Olam Haba. They experienced the world to come while still living in this world. Most of us, in order to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu with absolute clarity, leave this world. This world is one like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avraham Avinu by the Akedah, it's in a cloud. Rabbi Soloveitchik points out the cloud is a purposeful representation of the divine presence in this world, because the cloud obscures things. In this world, I see God, but I don't see Him. I perceive Him, but I don't perceive Him. In the world to come, everything is clear, everything is perfect. Says the Rebbe, most of us have to wait to leave this world to experience a full, unadulterated exposure to God. But the Dor HaMidbar, the generation of the desert, they had that in this world. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw His greatness. They saw His prowess. They saw His incredible might and His incredible love. They saw every aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Says the Rebbe, that's the meaning of the Gemara. Dor HaMidbar Ein Lehem Chelek LiOlam Haba means the generation of the desert need not wait to get to the world to come, to experience the world to come. Why? Because they had the distinct privilege to be able to experience Olam Haba, the world to come, in Olam Hazeh, in this world. Says the Rebbe, the Gemara is not a condemnation of the generation of the desert. The Gemara is not a condemnation of those Jews who left Egypt. Just the opposite. It's telling us their incredible greatness. That whereas you and I have to wait until after 120 to leave this world to see the unadulterated view of God, they were able to see it and experience it in this world. Now you may think to yourself, after hearing such an incredible insight like this, but Rebbe, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, that's not what the Gemara means. That's not what Chazal thought it meant. Right? You could look at the commentaries on the Gemara. No one else understands it that way, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. But here, my friends, you understand the incredible power of Avas Yisrael. What does it mean to love a Jew? To love a Jew with all of your heart means that you cannot stomach the possibility that there is a Jew who doesn't have a portion in the world to come. It's impossible that there's a Jew who is denied access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's impossible that there is someone who is denied the divine light and the divine countenance in the afterlife. It's impossible. How is it impossible? Because every Jew is good. Because every person has goodness. And when you approach the Gemara that way, there is only one way to understand it. Dor HaMidbar Ein Lehem Chelek LiOlam Haba does not mean that the Jews of the desert abdicated their portion in the world to come, but rather it means they don't have to wait to the world to come to receive God in that unfiltered way, but rather they were able to have that closeness, that divakus, that oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in this world. Whether you agree with the Vart or you don't, whether you like Rabbi Levi Yitzchak's interpretation or you don't, one thing is incredible, which is that the Rebbe possessed so much Avas Yisrael, so much love for his fellow Jew, that he somehow had to find a way to turn that Gemara around to mean something positive about the Dor HaMidbar, the generation of the desert. You could agree with the Torah or not agree with the Torah, but one thing is clear. If we had that level of Avas Yisrael, if we loved one another, like Rabbi Levi Yitzchak loved each of us, how much better our world would be, how much stronger our people would be, and maybe, just maybe, HaKadosh Baruch would see fit to finally send the Mashiach. Let us hope that in the merit of the great Tzaddik's Yahrzeit, that we will emir Hashem, even if we can't, I don't know that any of us are capable of emulating Rabbi Levi Yitzchak's level of Avas Yisrael, his incredible level of love for one another, but we could strive. We could try to love each other just a little bit more. Try to look past the sometimes glaring imperfections that we each possess. Try to stop always seeing what is broken in the other and try to focus on what is whole, what is beautiful, and what is spiritually luminescent. And in that zechus, may we be zoche meretz Hashem to give an aliyah to the neshama of the tzaddik. And may the day come, Mashiach will come, Tchiyas HaMeisim will occur, and meretz Hashem will be zoche to learn about Avas Yisrael from Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev himself. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good and erev Shabbos.